And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all. Thank you.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you care about the veterans here in our tri-state area, especially in Belmont County, make sure you listen tomorrow morning. I got a very special guest for you who loves the military, who loves our veterans, and who has a whole museum in honor of them, people from around here. Make sure you listen tomorrow morning. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Special guest is Ron Ferguson, state rep, House 96th District and Ohio. And so, Ron, we have an awful lot of people who are going to be running for different offices in Ohio in this coming year. They seem to be doing musical chairs. The auditor is running for, I don't know, attorney general. The attorney general is running for something else. And this guy's running for that and this, that, and the other. Who are the good guys and who are the people to watch out for?
You know, it's very early right now to really start wading into any of that stuff. I think that we talked about Vivek earlier. I'm fully confident in him. For state treasurer, a good friend of mine, we talked about her earlier, Christina Rogner. That's who I told you I hope my House Bill 11, the RAINS Act, goes to her committee. She's a staunch conservative. She actually ran the heartbeat bill here in Ohio, but she's a really great legislator. She's not playing musical chairs. She's running for her first statewide office. She's from Summit County up by Akron. So I'm a big supporter of Christina Rogner, and I really know she's the best person for that job. I think we need to give everything a little bit of time to really pan out, see everybody that gets in the race. Still very early. Not sure who all is going to get in the race.
Well, Faber, the auditor general, right? The state auditor, Faber, is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's running for attorney general.
What do you think of him?
Correct. I like Keith. I've been in his office before, and you know, it's very early for these other races to really. Who knows, Dimitri? What if you end up running for one of these seats? I'm gonna have to support you. So. I just think that we need to give it a little bit of time before we really put our finger on who the very best candidate is.
What office should I run for, do you think, Ron? And which one would I have the best chance of winning?
Anything but my seat. Just don't run against me for state representative. We'll be all right.
Well, pretty soon you're going to be timed out, right? I mean, how many more terms do you have?
I have one term left. And I was actually waiting till after today to do it. Of course, it's election day in the state of Ohio. It's the odd year primary election, but starting tomorrow, the next primary election will be my primary election in the spring of 2026. But I will say it here first on the Dimitri Show. I am running for my fourth and final term in the Ohio House. It has been a tremendous honor to serve the people of Eastern Ohio, Jefferson, Belmont, and Monroe Counties. I really am proud of my record, and I'm grateful for people's support. And I'm going to be running for my last term. I'd appreciate everybody's support next year in that primary.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. More breaking news. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. More breaking news. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, you're a big hit with our studio audience. That is great. So, why aren't you running for statewide office? You're a very articulate guy. You're very good looking. You're a recovering broadcaster. You got a great name, great family. You're so popular, you don't even have opponents running against you. Check every box. Ron Ferguson is it. And yet you don't seem to have that fire in the belly. Or don't you just have enough money?
Hey, I got the fire in the belly. I just really see this ability. You know, I really like representing our district, our area where I came from, where I grew up. and getting legislation passed. Things like this HB 11 RAINS Act we talked about at the beginning of the show, that stuff is extremely important to moving Ohio into the right place. And we need to make sure that those things are getting passed. We need people really pressing the envelope at every level of government. Right now, I really see the opportunity to do that in the state house, and I want to see this mission through. So that's why I'm running for my fourth and final term. As I've given my all for three terms, I can do one more, and that's what I want to do. Is I want to make sure that I give my absolute best to this position that I'm in.
All right. Let's shift gears here. You've got a business, a really interesting, unusual business, but I think it's in that mall that was just foreclosed on or something, a Fort Steuben mall. What can you tell me about your business in the mall?
Yeah, sure. So it's technically connected to the mall. So no matter whatever happens with the mall, our business is its own freestanding building, and it will absolutely be remaining open for business. But of course, that's Seven Ranges Entertainment in Steubenville. If you've never been there before, I recommend 100 Mall Drive in Steubenville. Come on up. We have a huge arcade. We have mini golf. We have axe throwing, bowling, indoor, outdoor sports bar and grill. Really awesome place. We bring in live entertainment. We bring in comedians. We bring in musicians. It's really awesome place for you to come out and have a good time with the family.
So what's going to happen with the mall? I mean, I'm concerned. And, you know, is there any hope for this Fort Steuben Mall?
I really don't know what's going on with the mall. It's in pretty bad shape. There's a couple good businesses still in there, but I think probably the best thing really to do is just kind of redevelop that mall area altogether, do more of like kind of the out parcel outlet type style rather than the, you know, enclosed mall. I mean, the enclosed mall model really just isn't the popular model anymore for really retail. It's not what people are looking for.
Can you build on that land? Because the mall is so wavy. The common area there is so wavy and all. Is the land solid enough to build something else on there without it going bad like it's in the mall right now?
Definitely a question better suited for an engineer. I know that over time, ground settles more and more. Maybe the fact that that mall was built in the 70s and, you know, at that time it hadn't been long enough to build on versus now, it'd be 50 years later-ish, you know, 2020-something. Maybe that ground's a lot more stable. I mean, for instance, our building for Seven Ranges was built in the 90s. We don't have any floor problems at all, but that's 20 some years after the mall itself was built.
Yeah. All right. So what else is happening in Harrisburg, in Columbus that could help us with our roads? You're an expert when it comes to fixing potholes. What exactly can we look for in terms of finally some good news to fix all of our wretched roads here in Southeast Ohio?
Well, that's something we're always working on. I can only control the legislation I'm running, but I did introduce a bill. It's the bill HB 83. And so what this bill actually will do is make sure that ODOT has to take care of state roads that run through villages and townships. So as it stands right now, villages and townships are in charge of taking care of their own roads. For their side streets, for those kind of things, that's fine. But when you have something like State Route 7 that runs through Powhatan Point, you can't expect the little village of Powhatan Point to take care of State Route 7. And that's why the road gets, with all the heavy truck traffic, gets in such bad shape. We're saying ODOT has the capacity, the ability to do that. That's what my bill is about, is to make sure that that is a responsibility of ODOT to take care of these state routes when they run through our villages and our townships.
How much more is that going to cost ODOT, and will there be additional funds to pay for that, or are we going to rob from Peter to pay Paul?
No, I mean, it's just going to come down to a prioritization thing. ODOT's budget is ODOT's budget. They only have so much money. They use the money that's used to fix our roads through ODOT is money that comes out of gas sales or, you know, gasoline sales. So the money that they have is the money that they have. This just is making sure that they are focusing on these roads as well, these roads that might be in a lot worse shape.
All right, fair enough. One last question, political off-the-wall question. Have you noted, I'm a big fan of Bernie Moreno, United States Senator. Really like this guy a lot. It's a shame he wasn't born in the United States because this guy's presidential material. I actually believe that. Have you noticed how this freshman senator with virtually no name recognition is getting incredible coverage in the national media, not just Fox News, but all over the place? He was in Israel. He was meeting with Bibi Netanyahu and this, that, and the other. Have you noticed the impact that this freshman senator from Ohio has had in just a few months? I mean, to me, it's astonishing. And if you have noticed it, how's he doing it?
So Bernie's a friend. He's also, much like I endorsed Vivek, I endorsed Bernie and his race for United States Senator. He actually, we were just talking about my Seven Ranges business. He's been there a couple of times.
Oh,
so,
great.
He gets around everywhere. I think that's really a lot of why you're hearing so much about him out of his first term, is because he's such a workhorse. He rolls up the sleeves. He gets the work.
Well, yeah, but national, he's getting national attention, which is, he's a freshman senator. Marino is not a common name unless you're Dan Marino and you spell it differently. And yet this guy is it's just amazing to me what kind of coverage he is getting. What's the secret? Tell me what the secret is. Does he know somebody with J.D. Vance's team that's helping him out? What's the real secret? Come on, spill the beans.
Again, I'm telling you, I think it's because he's such a hard worker. I mean, the guy built up an incredible business, lived the American dream. He ran for Senate. I mean, he ran an absolutely fantastic campaign. He ousted Sherrod Brown, who was probably the most popular Democrat in the entire state. And he's just such a hard worker. So you're probably hearing about him so much because he's in the U.S. Senate just sitting there. He's not in that, there to be a retirement home. He's there to get the job done. He's working hard.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question. there's no question about that. I'm in awe of the impact this guy is already having. I swear to you, I'm just in awe. I don't know how this guy's doing it, but God bless him. He's a great guy. I love the guy. All right, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last words. Ron Ferguson, you have a chance now to speak directly to the people in the Upper Ohio Valley using my microphone. Just feel free to say anything you want and tell people how to get in touch with you. Ron Ferguson, my microphone is yours.
Yeah, so as always, you can get a hold of me at my email address, ron.ferguson@ohiohouse.gov. Again, that's ron.ferguson@ohiohouse.gov. Or you could also give me a call. And so that number to give me a call is 614-466-3735, 614-466-3735. Check out my social media, Ron Ferguson, easy to find on there. I'm just here to serve you. It's an honor to do that. I just announced that I'm running for re-election. I want to serve you that fourth term. I want to keep doing great things.
All right, Ron. Thank you so much. The audience loves your studio audience. Keep up the great work. We'll talk with you again soon. And get in touch with Vivek Ramaswamy for me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.